Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com. I have some other websites that I keep forgetting about. Ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out, too. That's the website for my book, where you can find out all about the age of the customer. Well, even if you don't buy the book, you can find out a lot there. See what other people are saying. Ageofthecustomer.com. Leslie Grossman is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Leslie, you got a new book, right? Link Out?
I do. Link Out, How to Turn Your Network into a Chain of Lasting Connections.
I love it. Great job. Wiley, right? Got Wiley published that?
That's correct.
Congratulations on that. Leslie's a longtime member of our Brain Trust folks. She's a visage chair at New York City. And Leslie, we're talking about why the best leaders gather together, what you can learn from collaboration. You know, Leslie, one of the things, and I know that, of course, you recommend finding a visage group and joining it, and I certainly do too. I've been encouraging small business owners to find roundtable groups, make their own. If they can't find one nearby that they like, or if there's not one nearby, make their own. Get your own groups together. There are several different variations of on the theme out there across the country. There's something out there for everybody, but mainly it's just to get together, right? Get face-to-face with your peers.
That's right, because we all have challenging issues, and we need a place to share them with other people. Because leaders don't solve problems for their companies or anything else alone. They always do it with other people. They realize that if you go all the way back to people like Henry Ford, he never could have created the automobile if it hadn't been for the fact that he had people like Thomas Edison, who was his boss, supporting him and introducing him to people to help him. You look at in history, and people don't realize that. They think these guys came up with these ideas alone, and it wasn't just the people they hired. It was other brilliant people that supported them, and they supported each other. That's the magic.
And you know what, Leslie? I travel a lot, as you know, and I know you do too. But a lot of times I'll be invited to go somewhere, and not just to speak. There'll be an event that I just want to be there, or maybe it comes up and I think I need to be there, but I don't. You know, I'll actually say to myself, I don't want to make that trip. I don't want to go. I don't know anybody there. Those are my first instincts. I think it's everyone's first instincts, right? To be a little bit negative about all the effort and the expense and all that. But I can't tell you how many times I've gone to those events, even though I had to have a word with myself before I to actually get there. And I can't tell you how many times I look back now in my career and I say, whoa, where would I be right now had I not made that trip and met that person?
Absolutely. It's what it's all about. Now, you know, it's interesting when you talk about this collaboration and getting out there to meet people and then discovering what they're doing and what their vision is for their business, looking for ways you can help them, and then sharing with them what you need so that you can collaborate together. But what I find interesting is what happens out in Silicon Valley. You know, everybody is like in awe of the businesses that are being created out there, right? And it's extraordinary. Do you know that those Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, the very people who create social media and things that keep us in our homes, keep us at our desks, they don't stay at their desks. They meet each other in person at breakfast meetings, by going to associations, They are out there connecting and creating powerful relationships, which open the doors to their newest startups, to new products, to ways to collaborate, to get investors. They are out there getting out and collaborating. It's an amazing thing.
It is really, folks, it's powerful. And so if you're feeling you're not, you know, you just can't quite make yourself go to a chamber event, a chamber networking event. You can't quite make yourself join a civic club, or you don't want to go be where you think some of your competitors are going to be, or whatever. You're making a mistake. Believe me and Leslie when we tell you, you're making a mistake if you're not doing that. I promise you, Leslie, and I know you agree with me, I promise you, if you'll make yourself available to those kinds of venues, those kinds of meeting opportunities, you'll find people not only to meet, but to collaborate with. I'm going to say, Leslie, that you're going to show up where a competitor is, and you're going to already decide maybe I'm not going to like them. And they're going to walk up to you and say, John, I'm glad you're here. There's a project you and I need to work on together. I mean, that happens all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Who we perceive as our competition could very well be our most important collaborator. There is no doubt. We just need to get to know each other and share. And you discover things that you wouldn't know. We make so many assumptions about people, don't you think? Jim, and that's
absolutely.
Without taking the time to get to know them, what they do, what their business is all about.
And that includes, folks, that includes your industry trade group, the conventions. You really need to go to those. I've been telling you this ever since I've been on the radio. I've been telling you to attend your industry trade groups. We come back. Leslie, will you tell us how Vistage works when we come back?
Sure will.
Leslie Grossman is going to tell us all about that, folks, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.